recording to tape versus recording to digital? Because it's, it, you know, if you're just recording to digital and you're using Pro Tools or Logic or any of them, the metering you get is peak meters, right? So basically, the only metering you get is to make sure you don't
go over,
go into the red and pop zero. On a tape machine, you get, well, depending on which machine, you either get sort of peak meters that also do kind of, you know.
Yeah, but they're averaging meters.
RMS, or you get, you know, like the Studer ones have real fast ballistics, so they'll tell you when you're hitting transients, but then they kind of just go, bam, and you can't really tell, like, is it, until a little red light that goes on and says, plus three, plus six, plus nine, plus eight gazillion. Yeah, so, no, like, just learning the meters alone is, like, how to read them and what that translates into sound. And then the different qualities of tape, it's also, it just seems like with digital, if you're used to recording to digital, where basically what you hear going in is what you get.
Yeah. Then, and you can use any software, and it's all going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, the converters are going to color it, but I'm going to assume that.
But, I mean, know, as far as your, I understand what you're saying.
Most of
the metering. No, but I mean, the metering is, you once you understand the meterings in any software, you understand the metering for all of them, basically. If you hit red, then you're screwed. If you don't, everything's fine, basically.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're getting some level. Whereas on a tape machine, depends on how you have it set up. Are you at plus six? Are you at plus nine? Are you at plus three? Then your meters are going to show different things. It's going to give you a different sound. What tape formulation are you using? You know what I mean?
There's a lot more sort of variables that are part of the equation of recording with tape, whereas if you go into a studio and they have Apogee front-end converters, say, then they have Apogee converters, and that's what you're going to use.
Yeah.
You're not going to, I mean, unless you're, like, you know, making a very expensive record where you have the money to either buy out, try out all the different, you know, things or whatever. If you walk in and they've got, you know, DigiDesign 192s or whatever, then that's what you're using, you know? And some people probably pick studios based on that, but I would think most people are like, eh, you know, converters obviously matter. I'm not trying to say that they don't, but but tape formulation is like, you know, at this point, since there's only really two functionally available brands, that does limit your options, but you still have different tape machines that have different sonic characteristics and different,
you know. Yeah, and different, and they're in different shapes, too. I mean, conditions, I should say.
Yeah, and you don't even know. Like, you might go to a place because they have an 800, but then it might be...
I went and looked at a studio the other day that should remain nameless, and they had their tape machine... It obviously had not been turned on in like 2 years, and it was so dusty and messed up. And he was like, oh, yeah, this thing works great. I'm like, I can already tell that if I put a tape on that platter, it's just going to like be a total mess. Yeah, it's going to be a total disaster.
You know what sucks, though, I think? I mean, it depends on the studio, but I have had a real hard time teaching people how to use tape machines because, like, the interns or the assistants at Stratosphere, for instance, the ones who started, the people who started, I'd say, after 2004 or 2005, really don't know how to align a tape machine. I mean, they've seen it done enough times that they probably should know at this point, but, like, it's enough of an involved process that unless you kind of do it every day for a while, it's just hard to remember what the steps are. I mean,
I'll learn how to hit and record one day.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know.
No, what I was saying, I didn't remember how to do it. Because I was used to the Studer, and suddenly I was sitting in front of the Otari, which has a little screwdriver and all that, you know, not like the Studer. It has that nice little front panel that you can,
it's like playing a video game, which apparently you're very good at.
Shh, no.
It's like the only video game I, you know, it's funny too. It's like, I remember that thing when I was starting out, like, if somebody would bring in a tape and you would see what the tones that they had put in, it would really be an interesting experiment as to whether or not your tape machine was in good shape or not. Because if their tones came up and they were totally whacked, it either meant that your machine was totally whacked or their machine they recorded was totally whacked, which is, of course, the whole point of printing tones. But it's kind of like, you don't have to do that now because it's just files. And I guess you can tell whether someone's computer is screwed up. But
not really. It either works or it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you deal with missing files.
Tape, it's like you really had to have your documentation together so that I remember assisting one guy and he actually made me, we had the track sheet and of course naturally there's like erase marks and stuff because, you know, whatever, as you bounce stuff around from, he actually made me, once we were done with the project, go back and rewrite the track sheets with a ruler. so that every line, every like, if it was like snare, you know, track three or whatever, was like on the same line as every other thing. Like, he was so anal. But you know what? As, at the time, I was like, well, and it's 2 a.m. and I don't really want to do this. Fuck. But I'm, you know, it was kind of the, it's the kind of thing that makes you get into good habits, whether or not, you know, the I go back and use a ruler to do it. It's like, yeah, you know what? It really is important that if somebody has to read this tape machine, you know, the track,
yeah,
15
that's true.
Years from now,
yeah,
which
that's true.
Happens all the time, you know, someone's going to open that box and be like, man, this is really easy to read and very clear. And thank God that that person,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like,
it is,
now
but
you
it's
get
the same
files
thing.
And it's like people don't label anything.
Yeah,
audio
that's
one,
the thing. Is
one. Like, what?
That is terrible. I mean, you got to label. And it's not that hard. I mean, geez, just double click and write it in.